on the marquee. Romans chapter 12, and I'm going to read verse 3 through verse 16. It's going to be on the screen, and I'm going to read rather swiftly. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, a ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teaches on teaching, or he that exalteth on exaltation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, he that soweth mercy, show it mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affected one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instance in prayer, distributing to the necessities of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. From that, I want to just talk. I said I wasn't going to get emotional. I don't plan on breaking any sweat. I want to talk about this morning our relationship to other believers. Our relationship to other believers. You recall when we celebrated our church's 121st annual, I spoke from Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And I talked about our relationship to God. Today, I'd like to continue to talk about relationship, but I feel compelled to talk about our relationship to other believers. You recall those who took notes that I mentioned in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that we saw the fourth therefore that Paul uses in this letter to the church at Rome. At Romans chapter 3, verse 20, he used the first therefore, which was the therefore of condemnation, declaring that the whole world is guilty before God. Amen. Move on to Romans chapter 5, verse 1. We see the therefore of justification, the second therefore, declaring that we are justified through faith in Jesus Christ. Keep on reading and we get to Romans chapter 8. Praise God, after Paul had just talked about his struggle in chapter 7, we see the third therefore, that's a therefore of assurance, declaring that those who are in Christ Jesus and who walk according to the Spirit of God are assured of heaven. Then we come to chapter 12 where we find the fourth therefore. And I mentioned that that was the therefore of dedication. And it's this dedication that is the basis for the relationships that Paul discusses in this chapter. And as I mentioned, we've already talked about relationship to God. Praise God. I told you that the things that we are to dedicate to God, those things that we are to give God. Said we ought to give God our body. Praise God. We ought to give God our mind. And we ought to give God our will. But today I want to talk about our relationship to other believers. Perhaps you are sitting next to a believer, say, believer, pastor is going to talk about my relationship to you as a believer. See, we have to understand that when Paul was writing this letter, he was writing this letter to Christians who were members of the local churches in Rome. And he described their relationship to each other in terms of the members of your body. He does the same thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. He does the same thing in Ephesians chapter 4, where he relates this body, praise God, to the same human body that we look at. He said, we got eyes. We got ears. We got a head. We got a mouth. Praise God. We have feet. We have legs. We have hands. Praise God. And it takes all of those things to make this body function. So he talks about it. In other words, Paul described our relationship with each other in the terms of the members of our body. He did this, praise God. And let me tell you, Paul's idea is that each believer is a living part of Christ's body and that each one has a special function to perform. There won't be no shouting message today. We each have a special function to perform. Each believer has a special gift or gifts to be used for the building up of the body and the perfecting of other believers. There is nothing wrong, praise God, with us having gifts and us having a gift or gifts, as long as we use those gifts to glorify God and to build up each other. Praise God. But Paul is saying that we belong to each other. We need each other. No man is an island unto himself. And we need each other. I need you. You need me. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. If we are in this thing called the body of Christ, we certainly need each other. And I want us, for this Thanksgiving,
Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I know somebody come and say, we're going to have a good Thanksgiving service.
But for this Thanksgiving, I want us to spend some time with our biological families. But at the same time, praise God, I want us, praise God, to realize that God has put us in even a larger family, a family that's called the body of Christ. Praise God. And since we are in this family, we ought to be thankful for one another and not be envious. Oh, I told y'all it wasn't going to be no shouting today. We're to lift each other up. Look what Paul says in this text. Praise God. When you have some time, I know all the children are out of school all next week. Praise God. Now, while you're out of school, I want you to go back. And I want you to read that entire chapter in Rome. I want you to look at it. Paul in this text that I read today, I already told you about our relationship to God. But Paul in this text is telling us about our relationship with one another. And in the text that I've read, he gives us three things that are essential for spiritual ministry and growth in the body of Christ. Very first thing that he tells us, only one verse that covers it, and that's verse 3. Praise God. And that is, put my first point up on that board, is that we need to take an honest evaluation of ourselves. Can everybody be honest with? Can you be?
I know.
Yes, sir. No, most times folks are not honest with themselves. We take an evaluation. We say everybody else is all messed up. And we're the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm trying to figure out who that preacher that said that. Y'all know who he was. Jasper Williams, I believe. Jasper Williams said that. Some people are so sweet on themselves. It's a wonder they don't die from an acute case of sugar diabetes. Paul said, look what Paul said in verse 3. He says, for I say through grace given to me.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
In our today's lesson, we're going to be speaking primarily on the nature of God, and we have a question that we're asking Christians. Do you know what spirit you are of? So primarily, we're going to be speaking about the nature of God, and the question that we ask Christians is, do you know what spirit that you are of? Well, we will start off by reminding you that God is a spirit and he's supernatural. So as we study the nature of God, you can know and understand we're referring to the spiritual characteristics of who God is and his spirit, the qualities of his spirit. In the book of Luke, Jesus is just he's just informed his disciples that he is the Son, he is the Son of Man, and that he shall be delivered up into the hand.